کچی او بسه که عبده ها عربس نار نیمادی لینه نار عربس the concept of عربس is the typical characteristic of the Jewish people. A Jew, every Jew is a Jew. If his mother was Jewish, so he is a Jew. But that doesn't mean that every Jew who was born a Jew is a good Jew. Who is a good Jew? The one who is motivated by the concept of Areves. And we say, Chesed v'emes hikadnu fonecha b'sholem u'v'mishe holach iti v'rabim heishiv noves. Now the same Yehuda, there was a transformation, he became a new person. Yehuda was the one who said, when Shimon the Levi went, he said that he had thrown into the bayah. So Yehuda said to them, Ma betza kinari gesochinu v'chisinu esdamin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kol abi, l'nema mikhozei alo kineged Yehuda. Sh'oma ma betza kinari gesochinu. In other words, what will we gain from killing our brother? We won't gain anything. M'chubin im kerenu yishmeili, then we'll have the shkoli, so we'll gain something. But that's what kind of a business is. So the Gemara says that Yehuda at that time, when he said, Etzot kom meni, I tomo. So at that time he did tshuva, and he became a new person. And at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that his descendant will be the Malchus Bizdavid. Why? Because he realized that in order to be a leader, so you have to aspire towards serving the people. As the king told Chava, he said, if you be sar over the Jewish people, then you will not last very long. But if you'll be an eved of the Jewish people, then you'll last forever. So this is the concept of tzedek. In other words, of tzedek, of tzedek and mishpot together. So. And even though tzedek and mishpot have to go together, but the mishpot, the tzedek has to take precedence of the mishpot. Now, in the Sefer of Vayeshev, when the Eishes Petifah tried to tempt Yosef into sin, so then the pasuk says, Vayimoyin Yosef, Yosef refused. ויאמר אל אשת אדינו, הנדני ליד הייתי מאב הבויס, וכל אשר יש לאנוס המיודי, איננו גודל בבית הזה ממנו, וחוסך ממנו מאומו, כי מייסוך באשרת אשתי, ואיך עשר רוע הגדלו הזייס, וחותו של הלכים. ויהי כדבר אל יסף ימיין, ולשום עליו, לשקף אצלו וישימו. So the matter says, לדבר מצווה אין ממני, לדבר עבירו ממני, לדבר מצווה אין ממני מניים שנאמר מי הם יבונתי, לדבר עבירו ממני שנאמר ואימוין יש, כמו שנאמר יש, כי ארץ מנשן ואימוין אין וארץ מנשן מי הם יבונתי. So why do we say that ואימוין ואייסי implies that we've got that by the mitzvah man, the answer is, people try to rationalize. They try to rationalize. After all, I mean, the post in the Mishnah Narachim Parashas Vayechi discusses it. After all, why was Yosef reluctant to be tempted? But after all, it's Pikach Nefesh. And true that Pikach Nefesh is not Deicha Arayis, but that was before Matan Torah, so it's a shaila whether they had a din of Mireach or had a din of Yisrael. And if we say that they had a din of Mireach, so the Mireach is not Mechuyev to Mis Nefesh himself for Avizor and for Arayis, only for Shpichas Damim. So the answer is, that's why, because Yosef didn't ask any shailas. If Yosef had asked shailas, he could have asked the shaila of himself. He was a big London, and Yaakov Avinu taught him the whole Torah that he learned in Bismet Rosh Hashem Be'ida. So he could have found the heter. But he was, the Dvaraveiro is man. So you have to run away. You don't have to think. You don't ask shailas. Today people ask shailas, all kinds of things, but they don't know that Lidvar Aveiro is Miman. And the same thing is true, Lidvar Mitzvah is Miman. Because that's all. The Torah says that Kiyesh V'achim Yardo, two brothers live together, and they share all their life's problems and burdens and suffering and pain, and life joys together. And then one brother unfortunately passed away, and he was not survived by children. And he is in a position, the other surviving brother is in a position to give, to memorialize the life of the deceased brother. How? We don't understand, but Ramban in Parash Vayeshev says that the union of Yibum is Yejibi Seit God. We cannot understand. We see it from the story of Tomo. But the Torah says so. So still, the Yibum refuses to be Yam. Why? Because he said, it's not a Buchida. I and my brother are two different people. It was, she was compatible with my brother, but she's not compatible with me. It makes a lot of sense. He could submit many, many affidavits from psychiatrists that it's not a good shidduch, it will not work. But the Torah says no. The Torah says that we hold to Nale. Why Nale? Now, we find in Shmeis that when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, so the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shalmi olecho merad lecho, ki adoma shatayim edolav ad maskeinishu." Well, in other words, that when you step on holy mountains, you have to take off the shoes. That's the aloha, that when you enter the Havayis, you have to take off the shoes, because the shoe is symbolic of adjustment. Now, adjustment is one of the characteristics of living things, of every living thing, but especially of man. So adjustment is a very important quality, only on a physical level, but not on a spiritual level. On a spiritual level, there cannot be any adjustment. On a spiritual level, we have to say what Chazal say about Avraham Avinu, Kol Olam Meiver Echad VeAvraham Meiver Hashem. Avraham Avinu was maladjusted, and Yosef HaTzadik was certainly maladjusted. He could have been the greatest person, the greatest political figure in Egypt. Finally, he turned out to be the greatest political figure in Egypt. But he didn't know about it. and still he refused to be pressured into sin. Why? Because he said, "V'chotosi l'Elokim." But after all, he could have attained such a big career by just letting himself be tempted into sin. So what did he say? He says, "Inenu godel b'bayis hazeh mimeni." Inenu godel b'bayis hazeh mimeni. V'lichosach mimenu mimeni. Miumo. Ki meisich v'asha hat'ishte v'ich eser roa dila hazeis. V'chotosel l'ki. He should have mentioned tzosa. It's a terrible thing, no, he didn't mention that. Because that she wouldn't understand it. He mentioned the argument, it would be an act of ingratitude towards a husband. That, he thought, she could understand. Even the pagan woman, like Jesus Petifa, could understand, but she didn't. She was all corrupt. But he didn't. Why? Because Litva, they all, is Miman. So this is the message of Hanukkah, the message of all these sefers, of Vayeshev, Kins, and Vayigash, that we have to know, we should not underestimate our own potential, and we have to aspire towards that which is right, and we have to adapt the methods that are right in themselves.